The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mrs. Franklin D. Roosevelt.
When you sit down to breakfast, don't you often think of the starving people of the world? I wish we could share our abundance with them. Wholesome foods like good luck margarine. Years ago, we never dreamed of eating margarine, but nowadays you can get margarine like good luck, which tastes delicious. I really enjoy it.
The margarine Mrs. Roosevelt has just recommended is new good luck, the light margarine that leaves no oily aftertaste.
Dear?
Yes?
It's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, I know it.
Excuse me for barging into your den, honey, but this is nonsense.
Now, look, if you want me to write
you... No, I've changed my mind. I don't want you to. Now, look here. When I suggested you enter this short story contest, I did not mean you should stay up all night.
The contest closes at midnight tomorrow, does it? Well, that's today, now.
No, I don't care. It is not that important.
Thought you were trying to earn some money so you could go to Europe with me this summer.
Well, I am, dear, but not at the expense of your health. Now, you need sleep. You have your own job at the office. Why, you'll be so tired.
Look, if you and Aunt Effie can spend time working on contests...
Oh, honey, we're just trying to think of slogans and last lines to limericks. Why we like so-and-so in 25 words, that sort of thing. You're doing that in our spare time. I mean,
you asked me to write something for this short story contest.
Well, I know,
I'm
dear, but it's just because Aunt Effie happened to see it in a magazine Myra picked up at her beauty parlor, huh?
Yeah, some magazine, I might add, too. It's the kind of literature you girls read at beauty parlors. Why I Married My Boy. Look, the secret my husband did not tell me. I tell you, this is the worst junk.
How do you know?
Oh, well, I had to glance through the stuff to see what kind of stories they want.
Have you written anything?
Well, no, no.
You mean you've
yet.
Been sitting up until 4 a.m. just reading that stuff? The contest is a story on the greatest adventure of your life. It can be about anything. You didn't have
Just let me alone, will you? By morning, I'll have something. With 25 prizes of $1,000 each, I am certainly going to take a crack at it. I know I can write better than this tripe. Now, please, will you just leave me alone so I can concentrate, huh?
Columbia Records, four lands for the Red Cross.
Where the need is, there with speed is Red Cross care. Flood or fire, you will find a Red Cross there. Hands of mercy, reaching out to hands as reach out in despair. Every time and every time and everywhere.
This is Admiral. Someday soon, your doorbell will ring, and you'll be asked to make a long journey to a tornado in Kansas, a military base in Korea, and the fire in California. Then off to teach first aid and home nursing. All this without leaving your home. The Red Cross worker will be asking for your donation, which lets you be there when folks need help. Give generously so the Red Cross can be on the job when you need it most.
Asleep with his head on the typewriter.
My goodness, dear. Dear.
Oh, golly.
My goodness, has he been here all night?
Yes, we should never have mentioned that short story contest.
Oh. But look, I'm talking about how he's going to be writing all the time. I thought this would be easy for him.
It wasn't easy. I doubt if you'll ever hear any more about how I'm going to do some writing.
Oh, now, darling, you mustn't be discouraged.
Discouraged? Let me tell you something. I call the stuff magazines like this print junk last night. Well, I can't even write as well. I can't write at all.
Oh, now, look, forget it. Forget the whole thing. Go up and shower and shave.
It makes me so mad. I mean, I used to be able to write. What's the matter with me? I did so darn much stuff in college all my life. I thought, well, all I have to do is sit down at the typewriter and take the time to write. Yeah, well, I found out. I guess it takes more than that.
Well, like anything else, it takes practice, honey. Whoever wrote a bestseller right off the bat?
Yes.
Margaret Mitchell, Gone with the Wind.
Oh, well. Wow.
Well, it looks to me as though you wrote something here.
Yeah, sure. I wrote something, but it's no good. The greatest adventure of my life. I couldn't even recall ever having any great adventures in my life.
Well, what did you write about?
Don't even bother.
It was morning when I awoke alone on the mountaintop. Suddenly the sky was pierced with gold and crimson arrows as the sun, like a great scarlet balloon, rose behind the distant snow-capped peaks.
Oh, that's lovely,
well,
dear.
Yeah.
The sun, like a great scarlet balloon. Oh, that's good.
Like the gold and crimson arrows piercing the sky.
It's awful. Don't grab it like that. It is no good. I may not know how to write well, but I certainly know when it's bad.
Oh, God, what are you doing?
I am ripping it up and putting it where it belongs, in the wastebasket.
Oh,
and my apologies. Your husband, for all his big talk, obviously has no hidden talents as a writer.
Why did you rip it up? It wouldn't have done any harm to send it in.
Yes, for goodness sake.
Listen, believe me, it wouldn't have done any good either.
Oh,
I know.
You can't tell.
I can tell. To begin with, it isn't the kind of writing, all that descriptive stuff that they want for these magazines. Furthermore, what I wrote isn't exciting enough. Look at the two stories that they published in that issue.
What?
I was trapped alone on an iceberg.
Hmm.
I crash-landed in the jungle.
Oh, really? I didn't look at
my experience with being trapped on icebergs or crashing my plane in the jungle has been rather limited, to say the least. Most ghastly experience I ever had was a 3-day hike I took in the mountains at the age of 14 when I came face to face with a small brown bear, and I ran all the way back home. I made it in one day. Yeah, well, that's what I just wrote about, only I tried to make it seem terrifying, which it was at the time, although I found out later the bear was quite harmless.
Oh, my goodness, yes, I remember when you did that.
Honestly, well, I don't care.
No.
I wish you hadn't ripped it up.
No, no.
All the trouble you went through writing it.
Nah.
Well, we could have at least sent it in, submitted it.
Honey, I might
have... That's fun to hope you might win.
No, Jay, I could have done better if I'd had more time, maybe. Maybe I could have made up something that was better. But believe me, what I wrote is worth nothing. I know. Oh, my gosh, look at the time, will you? I'm sorry, darling, I'm sorry, but look, I got to shower and shave and get to the office.
I know. I'll get on my feet all day. Yeah, all right, I'll get you some breakfast, dear. Oh, honestly, what are you doing?
Digging the story out of the wastebasket. Go on, get his breakfast while I put the pieces together.
And as I walked slowly homeward through the forest, nibbling on an oak tree.
Huh?
Well, that can't be right. No. Nibbling on an oak tree.
No. That tree doesn't sit on there, dear. That's page 3.
Oh,
here.
Well.
It's the last page. It begins, a wild strawberry tree.
Oh, yes. That fits on. Nibbling on a wild strawberry, I realized that I was safe. But more than that, I was no longer a boy, but a man.
Aw.
Well, that's rather sweet, isn't it?
Yes. But I'm afraid he was right. It really isn't the kind of exciting adventure that they want.
Well, he said if he'd had, you know, time, he might have made up something better.
Mm. Well, I just wish I could write, because I'm sure I could make up something better myself.
Well, I guess we better get the breakfast dishes done, Aunt Evie. Mm. Well, I guess I've got a lot of ironing to do.
Is there any coffee left?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I thought you were through. Kind of cold, though.
Well, heat it up while I think. You know what I always wanted to do?
What?
Climb a mountain.
Oh, Aunt Effie. Jenny.
Are you a mountain climber?
Yes, I did.
Still do.
Oh.
Well, I read that book about climbing Mount Everest, and I wish I'd been right there with him.
Oh, good heavens, not me.
I don't know how many books I've read about mountain climbing. Anytime a new one comes out, I get right down there to the library.
Well, I never would have suspected, Aunt Effie. No, I just wouldn't.
Well, considering the fact I've never actually climbed one, there's not much I don't know about it. And I was just thinking, why don't we sort of spruce up his story?
What do you mean, spruce it up?
Well, instead of just being a 14-year-old boy out for a 3-day hike, why couldn't be a daring adventurer lost in the Himalayas?
Oh, Aunt Effie, really?
Tying a rope on his pickaxe and throwing it across the crevice, cutting footholds in the ice as he battles a sudden blizzard near the summit, which he has to cross. There's no turning back. It's either that or sudden death. Thousands of feet to the rocks fall.
killing.
An avalanche. We didn't have an avalanche. Oh, goodness. All sorts of things happen in the Himalayas. If I can just remember.
How about the abominable snowman? He could see that.
Yes, that's wonderful.
Oh, I was just joking.
Oh, no, no, I think that's very good.
Yeah, we could make up an entirely new description of what it looks
uh-huh,
like.
Uh-huh, yes. He goes face to face with this prehistoric looking man who's about 12 feet tall, and he seems to have wing-like looking eyes. What do you think?
I think your coffee is hot, and you finish it while I do the dishes, and I'm going to get at the ironing.
No, I'll do the ironing because I can't type, and you can't.
Type?
You bring the typewriter out to the kitchen, and while I iron, we'll sort of, as I said, spruce up his story. What can we lose?
Well, Aunt Effie, to begin with, the story's only supposed to be 1,500 words. That's about 6 pages, and his is already that long.
Oh, cut off all that descriptive stuff. He said it didn't like that anyhow. Plain, simple language, he said it should be, and goodness knows that's all about we'll be able to manage.
Simple sentences like, suddenly I realized there was no turning back. I must go on. That's the
yes,
thing you mean. Yes,
we certainly can do that. Now go on, get the typewriter. It'll be something to do while I'm ironing. I just hate to iron and have nothing to do but look out the window every now and then. Now, what do we put on for a title?
I captured an abominable snowman.
Captured? Should we go that far?
Well, then in the story at the end, we can say that he got away.
Yes, get the typewriter. Let's see what we can turn on.
Bye.
He's home. Just walked in the door.
Oh, is he? Do you want to tell him or shall
no,
I?
No, you did most of it.
Oh, I did not. Yeah. My goodness, all the ideas were yours.
Not the abominable snowman. That was yours.
What's the big joke? Hi, honey.
Oh, wait till we tell you. We nailed in your story.
You did? Well, that's sweet of you to think it was good enough, but I'm... Hey, I ripped it up.
Oh, we pieced it together.
Yes.
And then we rewrote it.
Yes.
Rewrote it?
Oh, yeah, until you hear. Of course, we don't expect to win on it. But honestly, we had more fun.
Rewrote it?
Yes.
You rewrote it?
Well, dear.
What do you mean you rewrote it? What did you change?
Well, just...
Did you change very much?
Oh, well, we changed a little. A few things, didn't we, Aunt Effie?
Yes, a little few things.
Well, what? You mean a word here and there?
For heaven's sake, you said this morning you didn't think your story was any good at all. You said it was awful. You even threw it away. Dear? Now, look at that. Just storms into his den.
Well, we better not say anything more.
No, I must say, you know, it's the first time I've ever thought maybe he is a writer.
Mm.
Isn't that typical?
Mm-hmm.
They might not like what they've written, but they don't want a word changed.
Well, I guess what we wrote was pretty awful, too, but it was fun. My goodness. It's the first time I ever enjoyed doing the ironing.
Next time irregularity makes you feel dragged out, below par, take X-Lax. The laxative that helps you toward your normal regularity gently overnight. Many doctors recommend X-Lax for youngsters as well as adults because X-Lax gives the relief you want, the gentle way that nature wants, without upset, without discomfort. So if you need a laxative, do what most people do. Take pleasant-tasting chocolate and X-Lax today. Feel better tomorrow. Introductory size, only 15 cents. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and is produced by Walter Hart.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hawkins, thank you.